Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Exclusively sponsored by the law firm Cundori & Murad. We're Grant and Danny. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We're going to Minneapolis with Cundori & Murad this weekend. We fly out first thing on Saturday. We're going to be spending the afternoon with their crew, and then Sunday, it's Commanders-Vikings at one of the most beautiful stadiums in the league. Going to be cold, but we'll be indoors on game day.
Yeah, I wonder what we're going to do for that, where it's like, you have to get to the stadium. So you have to bundle up like a crazy person. Then it's 72 in air condition once you get in there.
Well, Joe B. travels to these cold cities all the time. So it's maybe true. He's got some insight. And Minneapolis is one of the stops on their media tour year in and year out. So let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We'll talk Caps hockey with our guy, Joe Beninati. He's also done so much of the Big Ten football stuff. I'd imagine he's called some Gophers games. So, Joe B., is Minnesota one of these freezing cold cities where you can go everywhere indoors like Indianapolis? Do they have those built-in tunnels and stuff?
Yes. In the Minneapolis-St. Paul, sure. Yeah, but it's cold, guys. You better dress in layers. There's no way to avoid it. I know the Caps go there very soon. In fact, they have a December trip where we do the double hit, the double dip, guys. Minnesota, Winnipeg. We call it Mini and Winnie. And you might see a temperature over 15 degrees if you're lucky.
Isn't Winnipeg one of the coldest places on the planet when you go there?
Because of the incredibly windy conditions, yeah. Grant.
The wind is, I went once, Joe.
Vicious.
One time and I'm good. I'm all set. I never need to see that city again. I have never been that cold in my life.
Oh, the Caps are there. Let's see. I think we're in St. Paul on the 16th of December and lovely Winnipeg on the 13th. So it's right around the corner.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's you don't want to spend too much time outside, not this time of year. And in Winnipeg, it's you're living fresh, they say. Fresh.
Here's my issue, fresh. Though. So, first, I hate wearing coats, but I don't really have a choice. I'm going to have to wear a coat in Minneapolis.
Grant, you better bring a coat.
You got so many coats.
So, I'm going to, I promise. But the traveling with, like, if I travel, I don't want to bring a suit bag. You know, like, when you travel, how many bags are you bringing?
Well, usually there's a rule with the Caps. You can get away with one legitimately big suitcase and then one work bag. So I have that. This has been what we're on right now is a crazy one. Little 4-game trip. That's coast to coast. It started on Long Island and now we're in California. So my head's still spinning a little bit, but yeah, you get away with one big bag. They don't really want you tromping on the plane with 3 and 4 bags. No, not good.
So are you hanging up a suit bag then in the little
So that's such a pain in the butt to travel
like,
with.
I just hate traveling that way.
Well, for us, I know I'm traveling 4 different looks on this trip. So, yeah, you just make sure you're hanging them up and you're ironing when necessary.
Mm. That stinks. All right, Joe Beninati, still making it work, though. He's calling goals. He's calling wins. How about the Caps? When we talked to you a few weeks ago, bleak might be strong, Joe B, but things were not looking good. Winners of 8 of 9, winners of 5 in a row. They're scoring goals. The power play is fixed. The penalty kill is improving. The Caps are good at hockey again.
Yeah, I might beg issue on a little bit of those special teams numbers or fixes that you were referring to. They're getting there. If they were there, then you'd be talking about, again, a team that'd be headed towards winning a conference or competing for a President's Trophy. They've been making their bones, guys, by playing really well 5-on-5. Yes, the power play is contributing. I noticed I just took a gander at my sheet. It says they're 33% on the road in the last 15 opportunities. That's good. But overall, I think both special teams coaches, the power play coach who runs it, Kirk Muller, Scotty Allen on the PK side, I think if you talk to both of them, they say they would be better, could be better, and they're getting there. They're improving. The critical thing is, can you get a power play goal in a crucial moment of the game? They don't care if you go 1 for 10 as long as you get that one at a good spot. Can you kill the big penalty, the opponent power play late in regulation? It's okay, you're right, you gave up a power play goal in the first period, but now can you kill this one protecting a one goal lead in the third? They've been doing those things, so in that regard they are better. And 5-on-5, guys, they've been one of the best teams in the league all the way around, not just in terms of goal differential, but even in those deeper specialty analytics categories, they've been one of the best 5-on-5 teams for good the first 2 months.
Yo, what's Tom Wilson doing different? This goal scoring pace he's on is unbelievable.
My gosh, Danny, bottle it up and just keep it, because it's so cool all of a sudden to start saying that Tom Wilson's among the top 6 and 7 goal scorers in the league. There was a time there where he had the 2 goals on Long Island to start this trip where he was the 5th leading goal scorer in the NHL. Shooting percentage-wise, my God, Sidney Crosby's number 1 in the league in shooting percentage. Tom Wilson's number 3. This is fabulous. I'm so happy for him. He works so darn hard. His leadership qualities are through the roof. And now he's doing it not only with his physicality, but with his scoring, with his work on the power play. Yeah, he's the power play goal scoring leader, oh, by the way. And it's neat when a player can lead his team in goals, points, and penalty minutes. And that's what Wilson's doing.
In the net, circuit to circuit this year, Logan Thompson's been fabulous. Even when they weren't playing well, he was. There's a case to be made. He's been the best goalie in hockey so far this season, isn't there, Joe B?
That was the case last year, too. Honestly, Grant, I felt the same way the first 4 months last season. I may have even said it to you guys already. I thought, as it turned out at the end of the season, Winnipeg's Connor Hellebuck won the Vezina and the MVP. To me, in the first 4 months of the season, that was Logan Thompson. The Caps were right there for the President's Trophy at that time. They were running away with the East. They ran away with the Metro. Thompson, to me, was the major reason. And Thompson is the key, one of them at least. If you wanted to throw a net over Thompson, Wilson, Chychrun, and now Ovechkin of late, but those first three, Thompson, Chychrun, Wilson, they've been right there vying for Caps MVP the entire first two and a half months of the season. And Logan's just dazzling at the right time now. And is he on the radar screen for Team Canada in the Olympics? Absolutely. Is Wilson? Is Chychrun? Absolutely. So the better they play, the better the chances are for them on an international stage come February.
So I was actually going to bring that up. I'm glad you mentioned that. Do they hurt each other in some way because they're on the same NHL team, or is that irrelevant? And how do you see this going? Just thinking out loud, and I want you to react to this, but to me, I think LT is a lot, like, should be a lock. I think Wilson is more than deserving. I'd love to see Chychrun make the Olympic team as well. In Wilson's case, I was talking to someone who covers the league a couple of days ago, and they said, listen, because of the difference in rules, it's just really hard. Because you think you would take like speed and goal scoring and all this. I'm like, you mean the guy on pace for 48 goals? Maybe that works too. But they think of Wilson as this big physical guy, and there's not as much hitting, and there's no fighting. So does that work against him, or are we past that?
I have a feeling, and I just, you know, Tom was at the orientation camp in the off season for Canada. The Canadian brass, the coaches, the managers, they really love the guy. Now, you have to make that decision whether or not you want your 12 or 15 forwards, however many you get to bring for Team Canada. Do you want them all to be thoroughbred, high point scoring, end-to-end guys, or do you want some diversity? I mean, Tom helps you in every which way possible. And to me, I think I would say he has a great chance of making it. Now, are you going to pick a younger, flashier, more point and goal producing type player than Tom? Or do you want Tom to grind it out in the corner? Tom to be, oh, you know, you do get penalties in the Olympics, so I need a good penalty killer. Hello, Tom Wilson. There's so many different ways he helps. And again, if you need a big, jarring, open ice collision, a momentum turning check, who better than this guy? I think he's earned it. I hope he has. And it's just, I think the points and the goals this year are window dressing for him. I think he was deserving even if he wasn't leading the team in goals and points. But now it becomes that much easier for Team Canada to go, look, this is not what Tom was at the beginning of his career, a fourth line insert, physical guy, drop the gloves if need be. He has become an all-around valuable player in so many different ways. I think he can only benefit Canada.
Speaking of collisions, Joe B, and you know the voice, Joe Beninati with us here on Grant and Danny. I forget the exact turn of phrase Locker used last night. We're talking about Matt Roy. Was it a stand-up son of a gun or a stout son of a gun? It was something after an open ice. There was a player trying to go one way, and Matt Roy said, no, that's the end of your trip here, and I'll take that puck, please, and thank you. But I know we're not allowed to use this in the analytics community, of course, but second among defensemen and plus-minus for the team. I feel like he's unheralded as a lot of these guys are pressing forward in action. Jacob Chychrun seems to score every other game, but him, TVR, go into that with some of these defensive players are doing.
Just a great pickup by you there on Matt Roy, because Matt doesn't get nearly enough credit that he deserves. He allows Jacob Chychrun to be Jacob Chychrun. When you know you have that stay-at-home steadying influence like Matt Roy, Jacob, go ahead, turn it loose. Become that fourth forward. Jump up into the play. Jacob Chychrun tying records for the Caps in terms of defensive point scoring lately. I think he would point to Matt Roy and say, you know what, he's the stabilizer there. And when you talk to the Caps coaches, when you speak to Spencer Carberry about Matt, the first thing he always references is he's so calm, cool, collected, but an ultra, ultra competitive person. You don't necessarily, you know, if we were to go through 2.5 hours tonight on the air with you on Monumental Sports Network from San Jose and not say Matt Roy's name more than once or twice, that's perfect. That means he's doing his job. Nothing's been exposed. He's not the flashy Jacob Chychrun, John Carlson, offensive type player, but what he is always in the right position, stick in the right place, amazingly even keeled. The situation can be all helter-skelter. Everything can be breaking loose. And this guy is just calm and doesn't get rattled, and that's exactly what you need on the back end.
Joe B, last night, really gritty win out west, second of a back-to-back tonight at the San Jose Sharks in the 10 o'clock hour. So normally, we welcome you as Caps fans into our living rooms. Now we're bringing you to bed with us, a lot of us. I hope you're okay with that, Joe B. It's me and the wife and you and Locker all laying there together.
I did it last night with my phone just rolled over,
yeah,
all
that's
quiet.
Right.
I did it.
She's like, why are Joe B and Locker talking in our bed right now? But anyway,
oh gosh.
10 o'clock puck drop, I believe, this evening out west. So I'm curious, just this road trip, how taxing it is on these guys, and the second night of a back-to-back after flying cross-country, what should we be watching for this evening?
Schedule's been amazingly tough on them. I mean, I know they're in their mid-20s and such, and they're in peak conditioning in the prime of their lives, but to ask them to do this so routinely, it's every week. It's 3 games, 4 nights. It's 4 games, 6 nights. And now, and nobody in the West, no teams in the West are going to throw any pity parties for the Caps for having to come out here and make these great travel distances, but it's not easy. Last night's game was a real case study in discipline. in patience. With the way the Kings play, teams can get very, very frustrated, try to create too much, and that's when LA jumps on you. They look to counterattack. They just want to make sure they frustrate the bejesus out of you. You try to do too much, they counter and score, and they win close one-goal games. Caps beat them at their own game last night, beat them twice in a couple of weeks at it. Good for them. Tonight will be different. Tonight is a totally different kind of experience with a young San Jose team that loves to fly up and down and trade chances. And so the Sharks have been off while the Caps were playing and travel. We didn't get into the hotel last night. I would say heads didn't hit pillows last night here in San Jose till close to 3 a.m. Now, no morning skate. The guys get their stretching in the morning, maybe a weight lift, maybe a lot of video sessions. It's been away from the rink today. We're all going to get over there in the next little while. But advantage San Jose in that fact. So if you can withstand the first, 10 minutes, first period of a young team that really has some get up and go, then you can hang in. And I fully expect Washington will do that. But the back end of this trip features two different kinds of games than what we saw from L.A. The Anaheim team can really turn it up and go. They're top heavy. Their top line is full of 19 and 20-year-old kids who can just fly. Anaheim has made an incredible turnaround. That team has, really good youngsters and well-positioned veterans dotting their lineup. That's for Friday. But you ask about the challenges, and Spencer Carberry and his staff will look at it and say, hey, fellas, this is just it. The schedule's condensed with the Olympic break. You better get used to it. You better get comfortable with it. And we'll see how comfortable they are right off the jump tonight.
Joe Beep, thank you as always, my friend. Have a great call this evening.
Guys, my pleasure. Stay up late.
Be good. We will. Joe Beninati, check him out. Monumental Sports on the call of the Capitals this evening. As they look for a sixth consecutive win, they would make it 9 of their last 10. I mentioned they've got a game in hand over the second place and a 2-game in hand lead over the first place team by way of the tiebreaker. But they are now tied for the most points in the Metro Division after a slow start to the year.
Business picked up, man. It was bound to happen. You look at the, and it was never solace when they're losing 2-1 or 3-0. It just felt like they just were always chasing, but they were criminally unlucky, and that was always bound to change, and it has.
Five things I think about the NFL after 13 weeks. We'll get into that next on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
When I hear this song, I don't even know if it's the right song from the movie, but I always think of Office Christmas Party. Have you seen that with T.J. Miller?
I think so. Pretty forgettable,
Jennifer
right?
Aniston. I don't know. It was pretty funny. I watch it normally once in December.
Sleep that T.J. Miller is a fellow George Washington University Colonial.
That's right. Do you guys claim him again yet or no?
I don't know. I don't know what we're supposed to be doing.
It's been a long road back for T.J. Miller.
I got no idea. I'm just happy to be here.
I'll bet you they don't at GW.
You don't think so?
The Revolutionaries? Probably not. Jennifer Aniston? And who's the other? Jason Bateman is in that movie.
He Hey Bud's in that movie?
Oh, he Hey Bud's everybody
hey
in that
pal.
Movie. He's Hey Budding all over the place in Office Christmas Party. The Paulsons are putting up the Christmas decorations on the tree tonight.
Just for decoration. That's it and that's all.
Sounds like the tree is officially ready to go. It was built into the evening last night after bedtime. But everyone will wait for me now to do some of the decorating. We got to put the ornaments and the bowls on the tree. What's the Ruye tree decorating situation? You know, I always love to tap into this.
You do love this. You guys have so much. You guys are just sitting there cheesing and laughing so hard before I answer any questions. I'm always amazed.
CK loves it too.
Yeah.
It's the lack of Christmas spirit and cheer that you have. That's just, it is borderline unfathomable.
I think it's a mischaracterization.
It's not at all with young children. But will you like all decorate a tree together at some point?
Yes.
Has that happened yet?
No.
When do we think that'll happen?
Well, we're going out of town this weekend, which makes it hard. I think.
Live tree, fake tree.
Well, we do a live tree because it's like it's very important to do a live tree.
Yes, I agree.
So live tree is something we'll have to go procure it.
Live tree is the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is a fight that I have fought and I have lost.
Did you not win it?
I lose all the fights, and this is another fight that I've lost. But you should do a live tree, and I'm proud of you. I'd like to come over and smell your tree, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll love you.
Okay,
that's
thank
good.
You.
That's good.
When you decorate the tree, it's everybody in the house together in like this very made-for-TV moment where we're all...
No, I mean, the attempt will be made, but a kid will be surly and claim they don't want to and whine about something.
Will you put
and go
on,
back
on Christmas
iPad?
Music in the background?
I personally will not do that, but I'm sure it'll be on.
Okay. And we'll... Will you guys bake any cookies or something while you do it?
Again, I'm not the one doing any of this.
But will somebody?
You mean my wife? I don't know. I mean, she'll be holding a baby probably while it's happening, which makes anything happening probably more difficult. So, bitch, what you're asking who's going to do all the work is what you're asking.
No, let's say the wife is not there this night. You guys are doing the tree. She's like, hey, you guys do the tree without me. I got to go to the office or whatever. And so it's you and the kids. Are you going to put on some Christmas music for them?
Where's the baby?
I don't. Wherever you want it to be.
If the baby's there, that's all I'm doing.
The baby's asleep in the snow.
The baby's asleep?
Yeah.
At this point? Oh, okay.
Are you going to put on some Christmas music?
No, I don't want to wake the baby.
Okay. Are you going to bake any chocolate chip cookies?
I've never baked in my life, so no, I'm not baking anything.
Are you going to like talk about the holiday and how great Christmas time is?
We'll probably get 2 or 3 minutes out of it before the kids start to whine and complain they're bored and... Don't want to anymore. But again, I don't know why it's so hilarious. Whatever it is about me, answering the question.
It's
the realistic acknowledgement of what is versus some sort of weird utopia that, you know, is scripted that you guys live in.
Will this be the year where you take a kid to meet Santa Claus?
I'm not doing that, no.
You're not going to do that this year.
Okay. That's the only argument, or the best case you guys have. I don't do that.
There's a lot of cases.
Everything else is like, are you gonna do something that you've never done in your life? Are you gonna hang tinsel with by swinging like Tarzan to a no? Are you gonna bake cookies? How many cookies are you baking over there?
I bake cookies every year Christmas time.
You bake the cookies?
I mean, I put them on a pan and I put them in the oven.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're kneading the dough or whatever you do?
I mean, the idea is the smell of the house. You kind of want it to be special. So,
of course I do.
I'm big at putting cinnamon in a pot and like boiling it. I'll do that while we're doing like Christmassy activities or something like that. But yeah, like Christmas music is playing in the house constantly. I'm decorating with the kids and doing things like that.
Yeah, it's all going to be on. I mean, that the same Christmas album or whatever that my mother-in-law and my wife like is already starting to play. It'll play all the time, constantly.
When you're driving your kids in the car during the holiday season, do you ever put on Christmas music in the car?
No, because it's on every time we're in the car, always. And that's a nice little break.
But that would be a way to be jolly.
I don't know if it's any more or less jolly when they don't want to hear it either.
You always assume that. You're like, they don't want to go to the game.
And I have
like,
the experiences.
Did they have fun at the Wizards game? You're like, they had a blast.
They did not.
I'm like, you should take them to more games. They would hate it.
I have the experiences of the boredom and the eye rolling and the falling asleep and the whining.
Isn't that part of it too, though?
Yeah. And that's why you push right through that. You keep working hard to make the magic.
Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Josh? How are you?
What sort of challenge do I have to do now, Josh?
Hey, fellas.
As soon as we're done with the dating show, Danny's Christmas spirit thing.
Just an update. We do have two solid leads for Darius Dameron on the
look
dating
at this.
Show.
Let's go. Look at this.
Darius Dameron show?
Yes. It's called Grant Me Love, but it's yes. Features Darius and Toby. Yeah.
Get the spotlight off me for a second. I like this.
How about Grant Me Love Dad?
You guys, Grant Me Love Dad. I love that. It's kind of weird, but I like it.
Yeah.
On this topic, because I'm all about not derailing the show. So I have a theory, Grant, and I want to know what you think about this. I don't think he's actually this surly. Is there any way we can get his wife on the line at some point? Like,
so I've tried this. I'll peel back the curtain a little bit. Radio Insider.
Yeah.
I'm friendly
Thank you, Josh.
With Mrs. Rouye.
Yeah.
And I will occasionally, not very often, but occasionally reach out about something that pops up and just be like, hey. Does Danny do, or whatever it is, right? So, like, I would like nothing more than to have her on the show, like, right now to talk about Danny at Christmas time. Because I actually think we could get to the bottom of some things.
There's not.
And she would be on my side here, that you are very bah humbug Scrooge-like.
Not at all.
But you would have to answer this. There's no chance you would allow us to have her on the air.
Well, it's not me allowing anything. She's an adult and is in charge of herself, and I would offer recommendations.
You're kind of anti, like, I don't know even how to put it, but, like, you're not going to put your kids on social media. You're
no.
Not putting you never talk about their names or whatever.
Right,
so, like,
yeah, she is not doing
her
that.
On the air.
Well, again, whether I would or wouldn't, she would not come either way.
So she would not be interested.
Yeah, that was a very...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Iron in Sharpie early on thing, like, I'm not doing that, by the way, ever.
Interesting.
So beyond that, again, everyone has there's nothing surly about it. I'm answering these weird probing questions
like,
amid laughter.
Like, would you take your kids to stand in line at the mall to meet Santa?
That is my own weird
you
bugaboo.
You would say no.
Fully admit that one is unusual. The everything else though, where it's like, are you gonna dress as Santa Claus and sing a song? No, I don't plan on doing
never
that.
Said that.
But these are the tone of the questions.
Okay.
Where it's like, he's got no spirit. This guy. It's these bizarre lines of things. And like you're already like you're laughing before the answers even come out.
What do you think your wife would say if I said, "Is Danny? Does he get into the Christmas spirit and really enhance the magic of the season for the kids?"
I wonder how I actually don't know how she'd answer.
I can guess.
Well, if everyone was being correct about it, she would go, "He understands how much work goes into it, and he helps as much as he can." He's not great at it. He's not a good helper. I do the wrong thing. I probably put the thing where it's not supposed to go. I pick up the wrong thing. I put down the wrong thing. I step on the wrong thing. I don't do anything right at any time. Everything I've ever thought is wrong. Everything I try to compensate for is more wrong. I'm paralyzed by action and inaction. I get yelled at no matter what I do by everybody at all times. That's my life going home. And then I come in here and I get grilled. You don't enjoy being yelled at? It's the weirdest thing ever. What the holidays are when you're a parent is a lot of effort to try to make it special for the kids. And by acknowledging that, I'm somehow this weird, bizarre, Grinch figure that's like a storybook character. Again, this all stemmed from the unwillingness, and I will fully admit I'll wear this one, of taking my kid to wait in line so that he could have like a meltdown while sitting on Santa's lap and not have anything productive out of it. I will fully admit I'm against that. I don't like it. I had a terrible time when I did it as a kid. That's my weird thing. Everything else, there's nothing weird about what I'm saying.
It seems like we've tripped a wire here, so I'm not going to push much further.
You push as much as you want. I have nothing to hide.
I don't want to poke the bear anymore.
I'm totally fine being prodded.
It would appear to me that you're forgetting many other holiday things that we've talked about, much like not taking your kid to see Santa Claus or going to a pumpkin patch during Halloween or little things like that, where things that you would do to just enhance the fun and the spirit and the magic of the season, you have no interest in doing, really.
But it's not about my interest. It's about what we get out of it from the kids.
Do them.
We've done plenty of things. That one example of waiting in line to see Santa, you're right, we have not done that.
Have you ever taken your kids to just drive around and look at Christmas lights?
Absolutely.
You've done that?
Yeah.
All right.
And there wasn't much interest in it, by the way. We did it, especially during the COVIDs, by the way.
Well, I mean, they're not going to just jump like, yay, we're doing it. I mean, it's just something you do.
Sure. And then 4.5 minutes in, when can we go home? When can we go home? When are we going to be done? And that sounds fun. It's enhancing a lot of seasons.
Let's go to Steve in Maryland. What's up, Steve?
Hey,
how
Steve.
Are you?
Fellas, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Chilling.
Danny, I'm just like you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like over it already. First of all, let's start off with that. Not a Christmassy guy. My daughter always calls me the Grinch, so I feel exactly how you do. But anywho.
But you're acknowledging that you're not a Christmassy guy. Danny's saying he's a dog guy, but frowning every time he sees a dog. That's the difference.
That's not what I do. I grew up with dogs.
Patrick, keep... All right, you're not Patrick. You're Steve. Steve, keep going.
But Patrick also.
Update on the Chick-fil-A sandwich with the waffles and all the good bits.
Oh. Yeah, we talked a lot about this.
I had that today, gentlemen. And let me tell you, make a trip. Because...
Oh my God, Steve.
As that old saying, how we used to say back in the day, so good, it makes you want to smack your old mama. Now they're making season 9 of it, it's so good.
Oh my God.
All right, for people that are listening today that don't remember this, we talked on the show about this Chick-fil-A idea. They're dropping in special locations, 2 in America, one of which was the Baltimore region. So it's chicken and waffles. This is a Chick-fil-A waffles instead of bread sandwich with their delicious chicken and a little bit of like syrupy drizzle on it. So where did you get it?
I actually got it from Annapolis right by my work, so I didn't have to go to Wild Chapel. I think they got a little bit more location than what was listed at first, so you might get lucky, fellas.
All right. I'm hoping to. Thank you. I mean, it just sounds amazing, and he's now putting it over. We're one for one.
That's all we needed was a couple samples to convince us. We didn't need much.
So is today the first day, December 3rd? I think it might be. We need to find one locally enough to send someone to do it for us in the next couple of days. That's what we got to do.
Looks like it started December 1st.
So we're 2 days in. Man. All right,
it runs through January.
If you've experimented with it, at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram, go ahead and slide into those DMs and let me know what you thought. We will get to the 5 things we think NFL edition next on GND.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We'll take you up to 6:30 on the Fan. I've got five NFL takes for you, Danny. These are things I think. I want to get your reactions to them here on G&D. We'll start with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thing I think. It is time to blow it up and try something different. I like Mike Tomlin. I think he's a good coach. He needs to modify his approach and the way he views the football world at this point. Do you know Pittsburgh is 6-11 in their last 17 games? 6-11.
I didn't realize that.
Over 17. Their offseason was a nightmare. This is not all on Tomlin. This is also on that front office. They thought Aaron Rodgers could still be a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. Wrong. They traded Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey to upgrade at corner. Didn't work. They downgraded from Pickens to Metcalf, although I would have advised them to do the same. That backfired in a big way. And then here's the issue, maybe largest. Outside of Rodgers, the contract they gave T.J. Watt, $41 million a year. Quietly, T.J. Watt is declining in front of our eyes now as a 30-plus-year-old. He's slowing down. His get-off, I saw this in a Benjamin Solak piece on ESPN. This is how quick you get off the line of scrimmage. In 2022, 0.75 seconds. In 2023, 0.79. In 2024, 0.83. This year, 0.87. Every single year, it's gotten worse. It's down over a tenth of a second, which doesn't feel like a lot, but as a speed rusher, it's substantial.
It's a massive thing, yeah.
And his pressure rate for a second straight year is under 10%. He's only got 7 sacks. Again, they gave him more money than Myles Garrett got from the Browns because he got paid after. The offense is gross. Rodgers, 66% of his yards that he's thrown for this year, Danny, have come after the catch. That is the worst for a quarterback. Listen to this. Since 2011, A.J. Feely. 15 years since a quarterback has had that high a percentage of his yards come after the catch. 713 quarterback seasons of sample. He's second worst in that stat. Air yards per attempt, 703 out of the last 713 quarterback seasons. Minus 3.5 air yards to the sticks is 705 out of 713 quarterback seasons. Solak with these numbers. The Steelers have just been bad the last few weeks. If they can't knock off and upset the Ravens this week, they're probably done in the AFC North.
5 of the last 7 years, they've had a negative point differential. 5 of the last 7, despite obviously having winning records in all but one of those years in which they were 500. They are the Cardinals of the NFL. They do not rebuild. They do not tank. They do not ever admit it and blow it up. It's not what they do. They kind of inch along and try to go 9-8 again, and they're in the midst of doing it right now where they're not that good, and yet I bet you they finish right around 8 or 9 wins.
Next thing I think. The Lions and the Chiefs are both playing games this weekend that they need to win or they're not going to make the playoffs. In Detroit's case, it's actually tomorrow night, Thursday night football against Dallas. for Kansas City, it's Sunday against the Houston Texans. I've already made the case on the show a couple times. They have to win out to get in. They don't have tiebreakers, so 10-7 is not going to work for them. But the Lions here against the Cowboys are the more interesting one. Because you could say they could lose and still finish strong, except that they actually have the Rams next week.
Yep.
So if you lose, you have to beat the Rams to make the playoffs. You'd be playing a game that is a must-win against L.A. if you can't beat Dallas on Thursday. Look at them slipping in the standings. The last three losses for them to the Packers on Thanksgiving, they were 0-3 on fourth down. To the Eagles, that primetime game where Jared Goff was like 11-43 passing or whatever it was, 0-5 on fourth down in that game. So it's been the margins here. It's been the plays they've always made under Dan Campbell they haven't been making. Weird when you don't have as good a player as at tight end, Laporta, running back, a wide receiver with Amon-Ra St. Brown. The O-line's not as good. Now some of these fourth downs aren't getting converted. They lose to the Vikings, 1-3 in the red zone. Minnesota, 17 points on short fields. But the big difference here is Jared Goff is not going to be able, in my opinion, to elevate them if they can't win their division in the playoffs. Solak wrote about this. I thought these were some really intriguing points. So Detroit's had great playoff success or done some good things in the playoffs, but they've played all of their playoff games indoors. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Except for one at Santa Clara in San Francisco when they were up big and lost to the Niners in the NFC Championship game. Pretty decent weather, too, by the way. But here's the numbers on Jared Goff and his career. Indoors, he completes 68% of his passes with a 3.5 touchdown to interception ratio. Outdoors, sub 50 degrees, 57% complete with a 1.8 touchdown to interception ratio.
I mean, that's staggering.
It is staggering. 11 percentage points lower completion percentage indoors versus outdoors in the cold in his career. His success rate as a quarterback, 50% of plays are effective outdoors, 41% indoors, vice versa, but you get the point. It's insane the difference. So what does this look like? If they don't win the division, which right now they have an 8% chance to win the division, you're going to where? Chicago, outdoors. Green Bay, freezing cold, outdoors. Philadelphia, freezing cold, outdoors. Seattle, not quite freezing, but gross, outdoors. They're already screwed in terms of making a playoff run as far as I'm concerned. But I think if they lose to Dallas, they probably don't make the playoffs.
So that's where I was exactly where I was going to go. If they lose this week, they're 7-6. What's the best record they could finish with probably? Realistically, 10-7, just the way they're playing and everything else. Maybe they drop one more. They got the Rams next week, as you alluded to.
You got their schedule in front of you?
Yeah, 10-7 doesn't do it, is kind of my point here. San Francisco's the 7th seed at 9-4. They have the easiest schedule of all time. They're like a college coach in his first year just wants to add a bunch of cupcakes and get wins. Green Bay's 8-3-1. They don't play Detroit anymore. The only team that in their division they do play is Chicago, who's got a multiple game lead on them and a much easier road ahead.
At Soldier Field outside January 4th.
To end the season. But Chicago might not need it. Well, I mean, to win the division, maybe they will. But to get in ahead of Detroit, well, that may not matter. Detroit may have to. If they don't win Thursday, I don't think they get in, is kind of my point.
So they play the Cowboys. Let's just say they lose that game for the hypothetical here. Mm-hmm. I can't have them beating the Rams. If they upset them, then fine, you're back in it. Steelers, I'll give them a win. Vikings, I'll give them a win. Bears, let's say they win and they go 3-2 in the final five. That gets them to? 10-7?
That's 10-7. And I don't think that's good enough.
And you need tiebreaker help. It probably isn't. So they're in a little bit of trouble here. But again, because of that outdoor element I bring up, I think it's already over in terms of them making a deep playoff run. Now, could they beat a Chicago at Soldier Field in the playoffs? Obviously. Caleb Williams could throw three picks and miss nine throws. Sure. I could see that. Philly is not an insurmountable task. There's nobody that's that good. But this team, the secret sauce here is playing indoors or playing in warm weather. And when that isn't going to be the case, it's going to look very, very different, as we've seen all year long. But those are my first two things I think. I've got three more I can give you. But of those, disagree with either that the Steelers should move on from Mike Tomlin, part ways, let him go coach the Giants or somebody else. I still think he's a good coach, but it is try something else. It's been almost 20 years.
They need a brand new approach. They need to detonate that thing and try to actually build something. They won't do it,
something
though.
Modern.
Yeah.
You know, something very 2020s here. And also, I think the path to fixing quarterback, which is the bugaboo, the Eleanor, it's the thing they can't figure out, is a different situation.
It's harder when you're picking 20 every year.
It is, but I also just think Tomlin, the way that he views the world, which is like defense first, and it's not, they haven't scored two touchdowns in the first quarter in something like 3 years or something crazy I saw. Like, they just don't view it like everybody else does. All right, I got three more, including two AFC teams and an NFC team. We'll get into the five things we think continuation on the Fan next on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.